This is the fourth in the series, What Did Jesus Say?, titled Do Not Be Afraid. The Gospel message is from Mark 4:40. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" When we are afraid, it is often because we have lost a sense of control, we are in an unfamiliar situation, or darkness has made our surroundings strange and threatening. We can be frightened because we feel our life or the life of a loved one is in danger. Fear is a common reaction whenever something out of our comfort zone is occurring. On the one hand, we are told to fear God, as in Leviticus 19:14, and on the other hand, sprinkled throughout Scripture, is the directive not to fear God's messengers. Biblical encounters with a divine being, God, Jesus, or an angel, is often preceded with the directive to have no fear. For example, in Genesis 15:1, God visits Abraham in a dream and says, "Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield." In Matthew 1:20, an angel of the Lord appears in a dream to Joseph and says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife." In Luke 1:13, an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah and said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard." In Luke 1:30, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." It is as if the message is, do not allow your fear to prevent you from receiving the message contained in your discomfort. About 25 times in the four Gospels, Jesus says not to be afraid or not to fear. In the passage from Mark 4:40, the disciples are on a boat crossing the sea. Jesus is asleep when a strong storm hits and threatens to sink the ship. The disciples are in fear of their lives when they wake up Jesus. He calms the sea with a word and says, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" What is so interesting about this story is the connection Jesus draws between fear and faith. Is Jesus suggesting that a person with sufficient faith should have no fear? The night before Jesus was crucified, as he prayed, he asked, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me." That's from Luke 22:42. Was that an expression of fear? Personally, I think there is an important distinction to draw between fear and dread. The human part of Jesus dreaded the pain, suffering, and humiliation that was before him in a similar way to how we might dread an upcoming calculus final or a course of chemotherapy. The divine part of Jesus knew there was a greater purpose for his suffering, and so he relented. "Yet not my will, but yours be done." Perhaps the type of fear Jesus warns against is the type that manifests as worry. We fear many things because we suspect they may negatively impact our current or future states of being. Of course, the vast majority of what we worry about does not happen. Invariably, the outcomes of that which does happen are seldom as disastrous as our worry leads us to believe. Worry shows a significant lack of trust in God's care and hinders our ability to be fully present to whatever is going on. Anyone who has believed in the goodness of God over a significant period knows that faith does not prevent tragic things from happening. Certainly, there are events and circumstances on earth where fear is a rational reaction. Our faith, however, can help put our suffering into a meaningful context. God does not promise bad things will not happen, only that we will not have to carry the burden alone. In addition, God assures us over time that all things will work together for good in ways we simply cannot imagine. God always transforms suffering into blessing. In Luke 12:22, Jesus is explicit. "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. We are in good, albeit invisible, hands worthy of our trust." Fear of God, as an inspired reverence for God's incomprehensible presence, is good. Worry and speculation about future possibilities reveals a faith deficit and only saps our strength. God may be speaking to us through our fear-inducing events, but succumbing to our fear will inhibit our ability to receive God's message. Why are we so afraid? Have we still no faith?